Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Hey, Danny Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
The world was so big. And I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Oh boy, fellas.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Hi.
Danny, you're driving. What's
Hi,
going
listeners.
On?
Yeah, I'm usually a 10 and 2 guy, and right now I'm just a 2 guy.
I think you,
You're a 12 in my book.
I got a cross. If I keep the cross going like this, it's a much more secure way of driving with one hand that isn't as secure as it should be.
Do you think it's illegal to drive with a microphone in your hand?
I don't know, but if it is, that was all a joke. None of that was real,
and I'm using
a headset.
Yeah, neither of us are casting right now from the front seat of the Danny and Mike Tourathon.
That's right.
Great Lakes Midwestern Tour 2018, Let's Not Limit Ourselves, I think is the full title.
That's right.
I'm okay with that.
Well, before we get to the tour stuff, welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my front, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And to his left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Yes, I am driving.
He's driving, and my name's Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Jeremy's brought to you by the letter N, which goes in between ankle and foot.
Yeah, so I guess we should recap first show of our tour. What do you think about that?
Good old Amityville, Long Island.
Great way to kick off
great
the tour.
Great old
yes.
Amityville, Long Island. The Amityville Music Hall.
Correct.
With the most stickers I had seen per square inch, that's SPI. SPSI.
Yeah. I've never seen stickers on the inside of the toilet.
Sure you have, man.
That's a dangerous job.
Yeah.
Trying to get them on there.
How about trying to get them off? That's an even more dangerous job.
No, you just replace the toilet, man.
I think
I'm not made of toilets. I mean, I could be, but I haven't checked lately, but I'm not. I'm pretty sure.
What's your porcelain intake these days?
My porcelain levels are 1.8. How about you?
2.2.
I haven't checked in 3 years.
I think that wouldn't they have to like dry the toilet bowl off and
You're
then put the sticker
now.
On?
Yeah, no, you have to hire a guy who's that good or gal who's that good who get in between flushes. you need a metahuman who's fast.
Right. Well,
an augmented human.
Let's talk about Amityville. The show was incredible.
Let's talk about the augmented humans at Amityville. We had Rob, a super fan, who lifted me up and almost broke my spine.
You know what?
There's a dangerous way to start. He felt like Matt Sarah.
Here's a note from the road for people that come to see us. You don't need to try to pick us up and give us power hugs.
That's a good note.
Everything else
I appreciate the love. We
everything
can shake
up to
hands.
That kicked ass.
A normal hug is great, but power hugs are not suggested. My back is still a little out of whack.
You got a power hug as well?
Yeah, I got a power hug as well.
Sorry. I thought it was only me who got the spine tingler.
Oops. There's construction on the road. I am not swerving.
Not at all. He has one hand firmly planted on the wheel.
For the rest of the Amityville crowd, you guys kicked ass. Thank you so much for
Kudos.
Making us feel welcome and for lining up around the block in what was obviously Amityville traffic or rain or whatever happened out there.
I heard the Amityville Horror House was close to there. Kind of bummed that we didn't get to see it,
but
I'm sure you guys have seen it.
We don't talk about that stuff.
Why?
Because it's like, you know,
It's a night of celebration.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it positive.
Well, it wasn't 70s night. It was 90s night.
That's
When did the horror happen?
I don't know, but I think it happened.
And the Redux came out in the 2000s,
Yeah, you're right, because people did die, and I just was thinking of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real story. It's a true story.
Based on a true story, my friend.
Well, speaking of horror, hour one of the tour.
Hour
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Day zero.
30 minutes into our tour. First show, first stop. Setting up the boy. We're all getting our ducks in a row. And I jump off the stage to go do something, and my foot catches. My left ankle twists.
To go do more than one thing.
Yeah, that's probably true. And my foot pops and breaks. So
Jeremy claims to hear
a
pop, a crack. I'm across the room. Glad handing with the people, so I can't tell what's going on. But I hear.
Well, and yes.
No one had shown up yet. The doors were closed, Michael. You might have been hobnobbing
with this merch. I was getting the merch.
You were making the merch nice.
I was making it all square.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and all of a sudden.
It was like a soccer game where, you know, one of you guys, like, doesn't get up, and then you're like, come on, get up. And then he doesn't get up, and you're like, this might be a problem.
There was a wince face and a groan that sort of sounded like, ooh.
The grapes lady. It was reminiscent of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't very nice, and we could have done a little more to be nice about it.
I rushed into action. I turned Jeremy towards the light and photographed him at least twice. I got a close up on his ankle bone, which we may or may not put up because Jeremy finds it too haunting.
I for a hot minute there, I was like, oh my God, my friends are the best. Here they come to my aid. The hand reaches out, and all of a sudden it hits the snap picture button.
Come on, we got you some ice. You sat there for a little bit.
I got a shutter release attachment for my phone just so I could reach closer to Jeremy and then take a picture.
We promised you that it was not broken. You merely rolled your ankle, sprained it.
Right.
Wow, he's walking on it. I guess it doesn't hurt that bad. He did the whole show. I guess he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he seemed positive after the show, and we loaded out heavy stuff after meeting some really great people and selling some merch.
Yeah.
And meeting some cool people, what's it called? Seeing some people with what was it? Rocco's Modern Life shirts not all the buttons, but the whole shirt was there, but not all the buttons.
As this is a nostalgic podcast, neither
of us are wearing the same size. Things that we were doing
as '90s night.
Yeah,
people
that we were in the '90s. Oh, maybe I
with
have.
Some. Costumes or just t-shirts, old Nickelodeon t-shirts.
Yeah, cool wigs.
Two sizes too small, but hey, man, don't care. They're putting it on and wearing it, and I respect the shit out of that.
That's right. Straight from the back of the closet. Saving it for a special night. I like that people dress up. I think that's amazing.
I think it's great. We never told anybody to do it. They just started doing it.
Yeah, right. Danny and Jeremy have just been wearing the same black t-shirt night after night. So
That's not true.
The only thing I have to tell the passage of time is that you, the fans out there, dress differently than the other people in front of my vision.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I thought you were going to say that my bone was moving in my foot. That's how you could tell the passion.
Sort of like the fifth metatarsal,
sundial.
Which I instantly called.
That's true.
I knew it was a fifth metatarsal.
Yeah, I had gone to urgent care post-show and got it checked out. Turns out there was a break in the metatarsal, the fifth metatarsal, which Michael C., in his defense, called from the very beginning.
You'll recall that I also accurately diagnosed myself with having appendicitis several months ago. So I have I'm on kind of a good streak with this.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Give us your ailments.
You
can call in and give us your ailments at 347-470-8150.
Driving and podcasting is very, it's, I'm having not problems with it, but
you're getting that euphoric
I'm in a construction zone, right, for the listener.
This is great.
It's, yeah, I know, but I'm trying to, there's lights flashing.
Oh,
and
fines are doubled and spirits are high. That's why I'm taking, that's why I'm taking a sip of the good seltzer.
That's right.
While Dan firmly keeps both hands on the,
on said wheel.
Microphone and steering wheel, respectively.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It was not the best omen, but it was by far a great show to start off the tour with. And one that you'll never forget because it was your first. You never forget your first. Isn't that right, Jeremy?
My first metatarsal break?
No, your fifth, obviously. This was your fifth metatarsal.
That's my first fifth.
Our first advertised 90s night.
Oh, that's true.
We kicked off the tour in Long Island, kept it close, had some support from some good pod heads and super fans out there, fans of the pod.
Right.
We've so far called them pod heads because we don't have a better name for them. If you guys have a better name for yourselves, please let us know at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out online on Twitter. And what's it called on the other one?
Adventures of Danny and Mike
on the other
Instagram.
One. Please let us know if you have a different name for yourselves because we want to respect you with your own collective noun and pronouns if necessary. We love you all and we love your feedback. So thank you so much for making us feel so good on that first night of the tour.
Where did we eat in Amityville? Do you remember?
We got pizza. They gave us pizza.
At the place.
Oh, right.
They gave us half cheese, half
vegetable.
You know, because we got to make sure we get fed.
That's right.
You got these venues out here that are trying to pull a fast one over because they say they don't have food at their venue. Mm. But I get that buyout, son.
That's right. This is why 20 years of touring experience.
15
it's helping
at
least out the Danny and Mike tour.
You learn to make sure that you get what you deserve. And in this case, Mike and I deserved pizza. And Jeremy deserved nothing because he broke his foot and then we had to foot.
But we gave him
the bill for all of the heavy lifting.
Okay.
Foot the bill.
Get
we
it?
Had to foot
yes.
the bill.
We got it.
But Jeremy did get half of the pizza, the vegetable half.
Yeah. It's funny because I've never been on tour and it's how important it is for shit like that because when you're running around putting on a show, setting up stuff, it's like it's very, and then performing and then breaking down, there's very little time to think about eating.
To do anything else.
Yeah. It's been for personally, as an aside, it's been a wonder to watch Jeremy breaking down on stage each day. and just rebuild himself up each night, you know, afterwards, sobbing. You know, sobbing in the shower or whatever it is. He's been a real never nude on tour as well. That's something I've been learning.
Well, that's not exact. Well, I guess a bit, yes.
I've never seen Jeremy nude on the tour.
I haven't seen Mike's chest hair as much as I have in these last few days.
You've never seen so much gray in my chest hair as
I've
you have in the
so
last
much,
few.
I've never seen so much gray. It's
is it
true.
Starting with your chest and then going up?
Oh, it's everywhere, my friend.
Oh, boy.
It's in the spine. It's
oh,
going
boy.
Everywhere.
Oh, boy. Well, any final thoughts on Amityville, gentlemen? Such a pleasant way to kick off this thing, as we said.
They were excellent, and their audience participation was top-notch.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Dirty Secrets.
Hashtag Dirty Secrets, that's right.
That's right.
Hashtag Dookie Secrets.
Oh, that
no,
too.
We don't talk about... Well, we talk about Dookie Secrets.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, gents. Well, let's call this an episode, and make sure and check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/DannyandMike with the and spelled out.
What's that? With the what?
With the and spelled out.
A-N-D.
A-N-D. That means that spells and... And that's included in
the name in between
well,
Danny
name,
and
in between
Mike.
Danny
like to be
and Mike
specific.
Well, it's
on Patreon.com/Danny
and Mike
with the and spelled out.
No,
out,
just
right?
Danny. Just Danny and Mike. Not right. And then not the rest.
And then the voicemail.
Patreon.com/
DannyAnd
and with the and spelled out.
What?
And Mike.com.
I don't think that this is
one.
See how confusing it can be?
You're making it a bit more confusing than
the Amityville fans were really cool in the way that there were a lot of Met fans. We had a good crossover there. And there were a few people that looked like they had their Nickelodeon stuff from way back when. Big shout out to Soda. We had a couple of wacky...
Shout out to Soda.
We had a couple of wacky characters there that night. Much respect to everybody who dressed up, everybody with wigs, and...
And everyone that came from far away. We had people that came from Cape Cod. Do you remember that? Because we didn't put any New England dates on the run. And they're like, well, I guess we could come down.
Respect to Kayla and Desmond. Thank you so much for coming down south. And
I can't believe you remember their names, Mike.
The Rain Man of the podcast. Jeremy's got to remember other things. See, this is the work that I do for the pod.
That's right. Excellent memory.
It's when you look
at Charles Oakley. Brand ambassador.
It's when you look at Charles Oakley and you're like, he doesn't, you know, score a lot and he doesn't shoot a lot.
The
and
boy is
it's the intangibles. Yeah. It's the intangibles.
Under the rim. Our voicemail is 347-470-8150. Give us a shout on that. We enjoy hearing from you and the boys especially.
It's a local call if you're in Amityville or anywhere else.
Or just use Google Voice. It's free. And if you want to follow Danny, check him out at DTamborelli on the twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Insta. Mike is at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter.
Maybe by the end of this tour, we'll get him an Instagram, but I don't believe
We're working
on
it, but I don't think it's going to work.
What did I say would happen first?
Oh, you said that you would...
Well, I think that's PG.
Eat somebody else's poop or something. What was
that
it?
Was not it at all.
Gross. Definitely won't do that. I would do anything for fame, but I won't do that.
Thanks so much for checking us out, and we'll see you hopefully in a city near you soon. And stay tuned for some more of these minisodes about the tour.
Thanks a lot, Pod.
Check out the Last Podcast Network.
Look at the end of that.
With the end spell.
Thanks
out.
To the Last Podcast Network.
Yeah, there were a lot of shout outs to LPN.
The Last Podcast must be talked about because the story must be told.
Nice.
There
one of
you
our
go.
Favorite pods on the Last Podcast That's Network. Right. Listen to them right. and feel the horror drip from your fifth metatarsal.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyAndMike. Thanks for listening.
Seltzer Kings
Podcasts.